Good morning, everyone. Today is the 30th of January. We have one more day after today in this month. Today we're going to be looking at the 68th Psalm again. It's a tremendous psalm that shows the magnificent power of God. To the chief musician, a song of David, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. A smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. And the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hath prepared thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. King of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lean among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver and her feathers with the yellow of gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow and salmon. The hill of God is a hill of Bashan, and high hill is the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belongeth the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such a one goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King in the sanctuary. The singers went before the players on instruments, followed after among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregation, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their councils, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, thy which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Egypt shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which are of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art tender out of the holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Well, this is a very powerful psalm, you know. And there's certain verses in here that really stand out to me, you know. You know, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. We see that all the way down through history. How God has preserved his word. How he used Tyndale to translate his word in common English. He used Luther. And he used those translators in the King James Version of the Bible. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Okay. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He that is our God is the God of our salvation, and the God the Lord belong to issues from death. God hath commanded the strength. Strengthen, O God, that thou, which thou hast wrought for us. Even gives a prophecy here that kings shall bring presents unto thee. That happened? Yes. Gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, I'm going to have Mark read this whole chapter again. It's a total of 35 verses. And as Mark reads it, listen to it with the understanding that God is the one who sits in the heavens, and he shall laugh and hold them in derision. Why do the heathen rage in the people? Why do the people rage in the people? God will laugh. He has set his king on his royal throne, right?
Psalms chapter 68. The chief musician of Psalm or Psalm of David, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. Smoke is driven away, so drive the way, as wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish the presence of God. Let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. Father the fatherless and judge the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in the dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved, the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein, thou, God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. The Almighty scattered kings in it. It was white as snow and salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hills the hill of Bashan. While leap ye, high hills, is the hill which God desires to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, and thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts from men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. The God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such a one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea. That thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God and the congregations, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There's little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength, strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bowls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hand unto God. Sing unto God, ye kings of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah. To him that rideth upon the heaven of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Thank you, Lord. Well, that's a tremendous psalm. We should probably look at that many times throughout the year to remind ourselves the power and the awesome strength of God. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.